Okay. Are you ready, Malcolm? Okay. 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 我们先一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，感谢你，因为你现在就在这里，这是你的应许。主，你是以马内利。主，你说我们奉你的名聚集在一起的时候，你就在这里。主，所以我们虽然看不见你，但是我们相信你的话，你说话就算话，你一定在这里。哦，主，我求你今天早上再次从圣经里面走出来，让我们再次看见你活生生的在这里，看见你的荣光，瞻仰你的荣美，也知道你要对所说的话，今天按照我们每一个人不同的需要，主，我求你今天对我们每个人说话。谢谢主，听我的祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
我们看马太福音十四章，从二十二节开始，我先用中文念，然后请 Malcolm 用英文念。我觉得有点怪怪啊，好像。这个，如果你不觉得、啊、，OK， 你还好 ，OK， 我们马太福音，我先用中文念，然后请 Malcolm 用英文念，从二十二节开始，耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开，散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告，到了晚上。只有他一人在那里，那时船在海中，因风不顺，被浪摇撼。夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往门徒那里去。门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕喊叫起来。耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去，只因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说，主啊，救我。耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说，你这小心的人呢，为什么疑惑呢？他们上了船，风就住了，在船上的人都敬拜他，说你真的是上帝的儿子。 OK，
in Matthew 14 verse 22 to verse 33 says, immediately Jesus made the disciple get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went upon the mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the wave because of the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear.But Jesus immediately said to them, Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid. Lord, if it is you, Peter replied, Tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me.Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You are of little faith, he said. Why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. When those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, Truly, You are the Son of God.
不晓得你自己有没有类似这样的经验。
So I'm wondering whether you have a experience like that.
在船上啊, 本来就很好, 平安, 稳定啊, 很舒服啊。
So you are in a boat that was stable.
然后呢, 天气就开始改变啊, 风吹, 然后那个海浪就上来, 然后这个船就上上下下, 好可怕。
So and when the weather changes, then the wind start picking up, then the boat start rocking.
有没有这样经验?
Any of you have that experience?
我自己第一次去台湾的时候，我是坐船去。
And that happened to me when I was went to the Taiwan for the first time.
我第一次去台湾，我是当兵，服兵役去。 我是美国海军的狱官。
So I was an officer of U.S. Navy at that time.
Yeah, that's right. 我是少尉。 少尉，海军的少尉是什么都不懂。
So I was a lieutenant.
可是他们要求你什么都要懂。
So I didn't know anything quite, but when they asked, you should know everything.
Yeah, 我们从1959年。
So it was back in 1959.
You know, boy. 不可思议，55年以前。
So it was 55 years ago.
从旧金山，我们从旧金山就出去啊，在那个船上啊，那个是一个很大的一个船，海军的船啊，我们就从旧金山出去，头2个小时很好，很平安。
So we were departed from San Francisco. There was a big Navy warship, and then.
不是一个 warship.
Well, it wasn't a warship. Okay, well,
but anyhow.
Some kind
of
ship.
It was a troop ship. Okay. Anyhow, yeah. 反正就头2个小时很平安。
Okay. Well, 2 hours into a journey, it's all safe.
我在那个房间里面，我的房间是有三个人，我还有另外一个狱官，很年轻，比我早6个月进去的，还有一个比较老的一个军官呢。我们三个人在那个房间里面。
So there was three of us in the room, and then one of us went to it was a young officer went into a Navy about 6 months before me, and then was the other one was the older officer.
那我就头2个小时很平安，可是没有人告诉我，在这个旧金山外面差不多2个小时，有一个 current. I don't know how to say current in Chinese.
你，okay，有一个
current 从西雅图就下来，有个 current 从下来，那个 current 那个船一碰到那个 current， 那个船就开始哇就这样了，哇啊好可怕啊
！Yeah, so basically when that 2 hours into it, but there was a ocean current, 洋流
洋流 ，OK, thank you.
And when the boat any boat hit that current, that it will start rocking.
Oh my, 那个我们已经睡觉，是晚上。 我们已经要睡觉，我们都躺在那个床上。我一碰到那个 current， 一碰那个洋流，OK, good, thank you. 一碰到那个 current， 那个船头，那个船头就从那个水里面就出来，整个船头就出来。然后它下去的时候，它就碰到那个水，它就蹦啊，然后那个碰到那个水就蹦，然后那个船尾就上来。 那个船尾上来，船尾有2个螺旋，知道吗？2个螺旋，那个螺旋在水里面动，没有关系。那个在水里面转没有关系，跟那个2个螺旋从那个水里面上来，在空气里面卷，整个船就。然后呢，那个船尾下去的时候，那个船头就上来，船头上来就嘣，然后那个船尾上来，那个螺旋那整个船。OK。 Can you do that in English? Okay.
Well, that was pretty hard.
It's just the bow and the stern of the ship came, you know, up and down, and the propellers. Yeah. Okay.
I forgot which one is the bow.
The bow is the front, and the stern is the back. You know.
The bow and the stern.
Okay. 不要翻译, okay? You know, 不要翻译, okay? Then, 可是我那个船头第一次下去蹦, 我那个另外那个年轻的那个少尉,他就跳下来, 从他的床上面跳下来, 就开始穿裤子, 他说我们一定碰到什么东西。
So the first time the bow, hit the water, that the young officer came down and put out his pants and say, "We must have hit something."
那我也不知道，因为他是比我有经验，他比我有六个月的经验，所以我想他一定懂啊。 所以我也跳下来，我也穿裤子了。Okay.
And so since I think that he was a little more experienced, have 6-4 month experience, I follow his action.
可是那个老军官，那个他就躺在那边，他说没有关系。And
then the old officer said, "Don't worry about it."
But you know, 你可以想象那个感觉啊，因为那个船就是你的世界，那个船就是你的宇宙，你没有地方可以去跑。 对不对？因为你可以去跑，哇！所以这个我的里面的安全感就突然就都没有啊，就觉得好可怕呀。Yeah,
so you can imagine that that boat was your entire world. You have nowhere else to go. So at that time, all my security went away.
所以这个我们的圣经就是他描述那天晚上，如果就是说你刚读这个念这个圣经的时候啊，我本来想。 先，我忘记，我本来想先，请你先用你自己的想象力。So, just use
your imagination.
如果你那天晚上你也在那个船上跟那些门徒在一起，OK。So
just think about, 你那天晚上在船上跟门徒在，你会看见什么？你会听见什么？你会有什么感觉？什么情绪？OK，可以想象吗？Just think about if you were there with the disciple at that night, what would you feel?
圣经，我们的中文圣经是这样描述他们的情况啊。我们的中文圣经描述他们的情况是：他阴风不顺，被浪摇撼。OK，听起来，我觉得听起来有点文雅文的感觉，会不会啊？有点像中国诗歌、中国的文学四个字啊，有点像我们过年贴的那个“恭贺新禧万事如意”啊，那个。<laughs>
So the Chinese translation of the Bible at that time seems a little mellow, and just in my opinion, it seems a little mellow because it says it's buffeted by the wave because of the wind was against it.
It's almost like a poem, you know, Chinese poem. But you know, 阴风不顺，被浪摇撼。可是过年没有人贴阴风不顺被浪摇撼，对不对？So
of course, it's almost like a poem that like the Chinese the good saying in the Chinese New Year, but of course nobody would use that words.
But you know, 其实有的时候，如果我们诚实一点，我们家的情况啊，诚实一点，我们的过年，我们应该贴阴风不顺被浪摇撼，也说不定，对不对？Yeah.
But if we really think about what happened at home, perhaps we should consider it's buffeted by the wave, and then wind was against it.
Maybe sometimes. Okay, now, 反正你可以了解他们的感觉，对不对？可以了解他们的情绪，非常害怕、恐惧呀、恐慌。 You know, 所以我说你可能也有过类似这样的经验，不一定在船上，可是可能有一些类似这样的经验。
So you must be able to imagine that a disciple must have felt terrified. But you may have the same experience, not necessarily on the boat.
而且你可能你还会有，你在你离开这个世界之前的年轻人呢，你可能我大概可以保证，你可能你也还是会有，以后还是会有类似这样的感觉，这样的感受。You know, 这个世界就是这样的世界。
And for those young people, I can guarantee that you will feel that before you leave this world, because this is what the world is all about.
You know, sometimes. Okay, 所以而且除了恐惧、害怕、恐慌，除了这个几个感觉以外，还有，很可能还有另外一个感觉，你可以猜吗？
And that besides being terrified, there may be another emotion of the disciple. Can you all guess it?
你想一想，他除了恐惧，可能还有一个感觉，因为 他们为什么在这样一个情况里面？是因为他们顺服耶稣，耶稣说你要上船呢，要渡过去，渡到他们去，他们就顺服。所以我想他们可能对耶稣也有一点生气。
So that the other emotion was they obeyed the command of Jesus to try to get to the other side of the lake, and then they got into the situation. So they may be a little angry at
Jesus. Yeah, 你顺服耶稣的时候，应该不是这样子。你顺服耶稣的时候，应该是很平安，应该是喜乐，应该一切都很好，对不对？所以他们大概对耶稣也有一点不满。So,
of course, when you think that when you believe in Jesus, everything should be all peaceful. But so at that time, the disciple may be a little content.
所以在那个情况，你说他们最需要什么？他们最需要的是什么？
So under that situation, what do they need it the most?
你不要跟我说他们需要天气改变，因为这个不是他们可以决定的，对不对？
And it's not because they didn't want the change of weather because there's nothing they can change.
最需要什么能够度过成功度过这样的危机？他们需要信心。
So at that time, the most important thing they need to endure this challenge was faith.
Okay, now. 这个信心怎么得到信心啊？如果我们就彼此，如果我们就OK，这个信心，如果我们就彼此鼓励、彼此劝，如果我对Malcolm，Malcolm你要有信心，要有信心，要有信心。如果 Malcolm 你说服侍要有信心，要有信心，要有信心，有用吗？
Is that faith come by just encouraging each other?
Yeah. 好像不是那么简单，对不对？有的事情不是说我就可以决定就可以有，有的是你有没有？你是有没有这样经验？你自己躺下来，晚上躺下来，然后就对自己说要睡觉，要睡觉，要睡觉，有没有？
So it's not that easy, right? Have you really experienced that when you lie down and say, I'm going to go to sleep, I'm going to go to sleep?
Or, 你们做父母的, okay, Joe, 你有没有这样经验？你的孩子两三岁的时候把他放在床上，要睡觉，要睡觉，有没有经验？我们都有啊，yeah.
Or you're telling your two or three years old kids and on the bed, you're going to sleep, you're going to get into sleep.
You know, 这个没有那么简单，对不对？不是那么简单。
我不是上帝，上帝可以说要有光就有光，我不能说要有信心就有信心啊，我不能无中生有啊，yeah，okay，yeah。I'm not God who said that there be light, there was light, right? So it wasn't you can't get things out of nothing.
但是耶稣来了，事情就开始改变，对不对？
But when Jesus came, everything changed.
耶稣来，事情就开始改变。为什么事情开始改变？因为耶稣所说的话。
Okay. why was that when Jesus came, everything changed? It's the word that came out of his mouth.
因为罗马书说，信是从听到来的，听到是从基督的话。罗马书第十章，对不对？
So in Romans 10, it says, the faith comes by hearing.
And hearing comes from the word of Christ.
So when Jesus came, he said, it's I, do not be afraid.
You know, yeah, that's right. 我昨天跟 Pastor Joe 说，我的英文的题目是 it's I, do not be afraid. But really, 我们年轻人比较 如果要我们说，我们大概说 "It's me, do not be afraid." You know, 但那个文法也不对，应该是 "It is I," but you know, it's me. Okay, 不要 don't be afraid. 也就是说是我，不要怕。Okay, 然后呢，他讲这句话，事情就开始改变，在他们心里面那个信心就开始生长，呀， 就开始活过来，然后他们就开始觉得 "It's." Okay, 一切都会 okay.
So when Jesus said, "It is I, do not be afraid," then the faith came growing in the disciples.
那耶稣所说的话，他用的文法的希腊文用的文法有一点奇怪啊。我们的中文圣经的翻译是他说是我，英文圣经也一样，他的翻译是 "It is I," okay. 可是那个希腊文不是这样的，他用的文法有一点奇怪。他说的话是在希腊文，他说的话是我是，你们放心，我是 OK， 你们放心 ，I am， or even maybe almost I am I。Okay, now, okay.
Right, so the in the original Greek language, the word that the grammar that Jesus used was astonishing because he didn't use "it is me." It actually used "I." The actual word it says, "I am."
I am, or I am I, or almost. Almost, you could say, "I am who I am." Okay, now, Pastor Joe's identical. Okay.当你听到 I am， 你有没有联想到旧约什么地方？旧约什么地方？耶稣说 I am， OK， 廖牧师也知道 ，OK， OK， 你们有没有想到？有没有联想旧约里面什么地方？什么地方？有一位对摩西说，你记得吗？记得吗 ？OK， 摩西要上帝要差派摩西把以色列人。带出来，从埃及带出来。摩西说你的名字是什么？他说 ，I am who I am。记得吗？呀、yeah, ，有人点头。哎、yeah.
所以 ，so that that word I am， have you really think about recall in the Old Testament when God called Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt， and when Moses asked, "Well, then how should I tell the Israelites, what's your name? And God replied, I am who I am.
Yeah, I am. 所以他说你们如果要说我的名字什么，你跟他们说我的名字叫做 I am. 那希伯来文就是 Yahweh， 就变成我们中文圣经的耶和华。Oh, that's very interesting. 耶和华的意思就是 I am.
So in the Hebrew it says, it was I am, and in Hebrew was Yahweh.That in Chinese is when we translate in Chinese is almost like Jehovah.
Yeah, 所以他你们放心 ，I am. 这个不只是说我现在来了，我在这里，也是给他们一个线索。你们知道我是谁？知道不知道我是谁？你现在我来了是谁来了？哦、
So it is when Jesus said that he was actually giving them a clue.Do you really actually know who I am?
所以他们从那他们就开始比较了解他们所信的，他们跟随的这个主，不只是一个犹太牧匠，不只是一个了不起的老师，一个非常棒的拉比。
And then, so they realized that the Jesus they follow is not just a carpenter's son, is not just a teacher or rabbi.
Yeah, 他是天地的主，宇宙的主宰，全能无所不能的上帝。对他来讲，没有不可能的事情。现在他就在这里啊！你们看见耶稣，就看见那位天地的主宰。哦、oh.
，So it was like seeing Jesus was seeing the Lord of all hosts.
You know, 所以我们现在可以下一些初步的结论。OK， 我们可以下一些初步的结论。OK。第一个，你下一次你需要信心的时候，你下一次你需要信心，你下一次什么时候会需要信心
？So we can have a early conclusion that next time when you need faith.
Okay, 你下一次什么时候需要信心？可能就是今天下午啊，可能就是明天早上。你每一天都需要信心，对不对 ？Okay, 你下一次需要信心的时候，你不要浪费时间对自己说。要有信心，要有信心，要有信心。没有用。
And just don't waste your time encouraging yourself. Said I be encouraged, be happy, faithful.
Yeah, 你需要有信心的时候，你去找神的话，你要去找上帝的话。而上帝的话在哪里可以找到啊？这本书就是上帝的话。你去找这本书，你就看这本书啊，你就。他那本书就会给，就会上帝透过这本书会给你信心 ，OK。
So don't waste time looking for any other thing, but just to search the Word of God in the Bible.
So, okay, now, you know, you want to 现在就在这个时刻,
and so there's a few important principles in studying Bible. First, the Bible is not a religious philosophy study. That
okay,
is just
good.
The Word of God. And that when you study the Bible, the idea is to you meet God through studying a Bible.
You know, 像梁牧师说, 基督的福音不是宗教, you know. Okay, 所以, 而且你知道你读圣经, 的目的是要遇见神，而且你要知道，你每次遇见神，他要对你说什么？他第一句话是，他说：“是我，我现在在这里，要跟你见面。”这是他对你讲的每次第一句话，我在这里，我要跟你说话。 Okay.
And every time you open up a Bible, the first thing that came out of that is God is God's telling you, "It's me. I'm here to meet you. I'm here."
Okay, 第二件事情,第二个原则,读圣经的原则,就是你要知道整本圣经都是讲耶稣基督,从创世纪到启示录,整本圣经或直接或间接的都是讲耶稣。
And the second principle was the entire Bible is talking about Jesus and Jesus alone.
所以你可以知道在圣经里面对你说话的这个上帝,你可以知道他是谁。在圣经里面每句话对你说话, 对你说的每一句话, okay, let me try to get this better. Okay, 在圣经里面呢，哦，在圣经里面，你打开圣经, 上帝说，我现在在这里，我要跟你见面. Okay, 你知道，对你圣经里面的每一句话是耶稣基督对你说的，是耶稣对你说的这句话，这个很重要.
And so that every word that the Bible is showing or telling you is actually Jesus talking to you.
换句话说,你在圣经里面所遇见的上帝,他现在有一个面孔,他一个面孔,他不是一种很非常模糊,一种隐藏在万有里面的一个冥冥中的主宰,有没有听过?他不是那种很神秘的,他有一个面孔.
So it's not something mysterious and that is vague. And God takes on a form.
Okay, 所以你所遇见的在圣经里面所遇见的上帝就是耶稣，而且你跟他很熟，你跟他说，因为你在马太福音、马可路加约翰福音里面，你已经认识他，跟他非常非常熟啊，他就是那位在十字架上流出他最后的一滴血来说我爱你呀，就是那位上帝。
So that the God was Jesus, and who was hung on the cross for you and us, until he died.
然后第三个原则，读圣经的原则。第三个原则就是你每次遇见他，在圣经里面，你每次遇见他，他对你说话，他要说的第一句话是不要怕。他说的第一句话，你不要怕，因为我在这里。
And the third principle is when you open up a Bible, the first thing came out is, don't be afraid, I'm here.
我前一阵子我有点好奇,不要怕这句话在圣经里面出现多少次? 你可以猜?
And you can guess how many times that the word do not be afraid appear on the Bible.
旧约圣经里面出现了多少次,不要怕这三个字。我自己用一个小concordance,我发现80次。
So it was 80 times that in the book,
in the Bible. It's very interesting.
And actually, in reality, it came out 365 times.
Yeah. 够用,一年够用,对不对?一年够用,所以每一天,大家就给你这句话,不要怕。如果有一个老师上课的时候,一个老师上课的时候,他有一句话讲了365次, 你大概知道这句话大概蛮重要，一定在期末考一定会出现，对不对？
It's as if like you're in a class that if the teacher repeat this the same thing for 365 times, and you think that it's important, must appear in the final exam.
Yeah, okay, now. 所以他说，我在这里，我跟你见面，OK，我跟你见面，而且我要对你说，不要怕，不管你有担心什么，你焦虑，你忧虑的，你忧虑的什么事情，不管你的今天的情况怎么样，你跟我。 我跟你会一起面对这个事情，我会带你，我会带你度过，而且我会给你平安，我会给你平安。我是主，我是天地的主，你相信我，你信任我，不要放弃，也不要灰心。So
the third principle is, but do not be afraid that whenever you are enduring, I am here with you, and we can go through this one together.
Okay, yeah, that's right. 他讲的比我简短一点，但是非常非常清楚。有时候我需要跟他学，免得我的话太长。OK, now you don't have to translate that. he captures it in just a sentence, a few words, and it's always just right. OK, now 我们现在回到这个故事里面。OK, 这个耶稣来了。 那事情就开始改变，一切都要好，一切都要恢复平安，我们就松一口气，我们现在就不需要怕。Okay.
So when Jesus came to that, then we can be relieved, and we don't have to be afraid.
Yeah, 所以事情改变，我们就觉得我们有平安，十分平安，突然意外的平安。
So there was all the peace that beyond all understanding, yeah. That everything changes.
然后呢，彼得就感动起来，他就灵感呢，他觉得很兴奋。And
so Peter was pretty excited at that time. Then,
彼得他就想做一个实验。And
he wanted to try the experiment.
这个实验，他觉得他说主啊，如果是你啊。 我也想走在水面上啊！我觉得我大概抓到这个观念，我这个不了解这个信心，我有信心呢。我想这个，我试试看好不好？So
Peter was right, doing an experiment. Say, Lord, if it is you, then let me walk on water. Let me try to walk on water as well.
Yeah, 我们在船上啊，跟那些门徒在一起，我们就想说，彼得，你不要那么笨啊！ 事情都已经本来都已经好了，问题都解决了，这个船现在又稳定了，你现在要把事情搞得乱七八糟，不会成功啊。So
basically, a disciple on the boat was thinking, Peter, that Peter, don't be an idiot.
我没有说 idiot， 我说 stupid.
Okay, stupid, not idiot.
Yeah, you know，我们是觉得你为什么要这个本来就很好啊，你一定要你不然你要把事情搞得乱七八糟。哎，如果可能我们当中可能会有人就把彼得抓到一边给他上一点神学，you know，如果是我的话，我大概就会把他抓到一边跟他彼得你的神学是错的啊，因为我是在神学院教书的。
Maybe if I were in the boat, then I'll pull him aside and show him a lesson.
Yeah, 我可能跟你的神学是错的，信心也不是这样，不可以试探主你的上帝。Yeah, I'll be saying that don't tempt the Lord your God. 我会跟他说，这个信心也不是这样，不是说很好玩呢，走在水面上很好玩。这个对你不需要走在水面上，对你没什么好处，对别人也没什么好处，你不要那么笨。
Yeah, so those disciples were probably saying that, well, don't just try to walk on water. It's not going to be bringing any benefits.
Yeah, 然后呢，很有意思。耶稣没有责备他，他没有说彼得你不要那么笨呢，他没有指出彼得的神学问题啊。And
Jesus didn't point out the error from Peter. He didn't score him either.
他们说，耶稣说，好吧，过来。He
Jesus just merely said, "Come."
那耶稣说，好吧，过来。本来我们就紧张的要死啊，然后呢，哦。 我们觉得很惊讶，发现因为彼得他真的，他可以做。
So we were all nervous. Well, disciples were all nervous then, but they were astonishing that Peter was able to walk on water.
那我们又松一口气，我们就觉得很快乐，很高兴，我们开始放松。然后呢，不行，就不行啊。
And they were a little more relaxed because you see, the disciples was a little more relaxed seeing that Peter was actually walking on the water.
然后过了几秒钟，他就开始沉下去，沉下去要淹死。我们又惊慌了，
And a few moments later, that they saw Peter sinking again, and everybody was again aroused and terrified.
所以我们看这个故事，我们觉得我们都在坐那个云霄飞车 ，you know the roller coaster, is that what it's called? 我觉得哎，真的，我就很糟糕啊，哎呀，一下子好，一下子不好，一下子很害很可怕，一下子就觉得很平安啊。
So when we're reading this passage, you kind of feel like you're riding a roller coaster.
And then, 为什么彼得不能做？为什么他不成功呢？
And why wasn't Peter successful?
大概不是因为他的神学是错的啊。
It's not because that his theology was incorrect.
他的神学是有问题，一定有问题。但是圣经，圣经说是因为他。见风甚大，他看见，其实风是看不见的，可是他看见那个风所产生的情况，那个他看到那个水，那个海浪啊，他所以看那个东西，他没有定睛在耶稣的身上，对不对？他是看环境啊，看很多很多别的东西，所以他就开始沉下去。
And was bad. Peter was did not focus on Jesus.But actually, he was checking out the environment that was around him, and there was a lot of waves, a very tempest.
所以他就开始沉下去那就下去就下到那个水底下。我们就看，我们就摇头，我们觉得很难过，觉得很失望。彼得要失败我就然后很有意思，他说：“主救我。”
When we're seeing that Peter starts sinking, people may be saying, "Oh, he is a failure."But then Peter cried out, "Lord, save me."
然后呢，很有意思。耶稣做什么
？And what did Jesus do?
耶稣他没有说啊，很抱歉呢，你的信心不够啊，我想你只有沉下去这个淹死那太可惜那就拜拜拜拜you know.
And of course, Jesus didn't say, "Well, too bad you're faithless," and then, "Well, go ahead and sing to the bottom."
拜拜拜拜
See ya, 拜拜
耶稣立刻就把手伸出来抓他的手把他拉起来
So, Jesus reached out and caught him
It's very 他非常有意思他耶稣没有任何的怪罪没有任何的责备没有任何的论断连那个你这小信的人我们的中文圣经听这句话我们觉得有点好像有点责备的感觉，对不对？味道，你这小信的人为什么疑惑？其实英文也一样 ，Oh, you man of little faith。可是那个希腊文就不是这个意思。那个希腊文，他这句话比较像一个小名，一个绰号啊，就像小白呀、小黑呀、小紫、胆小鬼呀、就好像这个叫小信子啊。你小性子为什么疑惑了解吗连那个也不是一个责备、
yeah, So Jesus did not blame or scold Peter for even that when he said of your little faith people of little faith in the original Greek language wasn't very blaming
You know it was like a nickname
Yes like a nickname
A nickname 小性子啊你为什么怀疑 Okay now 当我看到耶稣这样做的时候我就回想到我自己的孩子，我小孩子小的时候，他们很喜欢游泳啊，他们很喜欢去玩水啊，呀，在那个时候，在台湾那个可以，我们可以找到一些游泳池，没有那么拥挤啊， 这个以后台北的游泳池也不是游泳，是大家一起站在水里面。那但是我在那个时候，我们找到一个比较偏僻的一个地方，这个可以在那边可以玩水，可以游泳。我的孩子很喜欢游泳，三个孩子啊。So
when I read this, let me recall that when I was in Taiwan, my three kids are all they like to be in the water. So we were able to find a swimming pool that wasn't very crowded then, but nowadays it is a different story.
他们很喜欢玩一个游戏，我的孩子很喜欢，他们很喜欢站在游泳池的外面，我站在里面，我在那个水比较深的地方，我站，他们站在外面，他们就很喜欢跳到我的手中，他跳下来我就抓他们，跳下来我就他们，有时候他们玩的就玩的很快，他们就很快就跳下来，然后就爬上去，跳下来，爬上去，跳下来，哈哈哈，就很高兴啊，呀。
So they like to play a game that I was standing in the pool, and then they would just jump off from the edge of the pool, and I'll catch them, and then they would just keep going and going
and going.可是有时候他们的动作很快，那有时候他们的动作很快，但是我有的时候，我记得有一次，我就跟旁边的人聊天，我没有注意他跑得那么快。 因为我没有注意，我跟一个人聊天，他没有发现，我跟那个人聊天，所以他就爬上去，他跳下来，就跳到水里面呢，沉下去，然后呢，跳到水里面，沉下去，然后呢，我还记得那个，他一上来，那个小头就从那个水里面出来，他说 ，Daddy，
and there was one time I was talking to another person that I didn't notice that the. And my child did not notice I was also occupied.
Then he jumped
and he actually sank down. And when he started coming up, the first thing he was came out of the water and said, "Daddy."
然后呢，我就立刻转过来就抓他。哦，我看到这个故事的时候，我就想到我自己的经验呢。我就想，我所信的主，耶稣是这样的主，对不对？ 他是这样的主,
So when I read this passage and thinking back of that experience, that is the Lord that we believe in.
在马太福音第十二章这个前两章啊，十四章的前两章，十二章，马太自己描述耶稣是这样描述，他说：“压伤的芦苇，他不折断；江产的灯火，他不吹灭。” Can you do that in English? I'm sorry.
Two chapters before that.
A bruised reed.
Yeah, that was what.
I'm not sure where it is. Oh, 十二章, okay. Here, 二十节.
It's verse 20. Matthew 12:20, it says, "A bruised reed he will not break, and the smoldering wick he will not snuff off."
Oh boy, 这个马太是耶稣的门徒，马太很有决绝，很有把握。他说：“我信的主是这样的主。”那你也需要知道，你非常非常需要这个好消息。你知道，你所跟随的主，你信的耶稣是这样的主。 OK， 因为有的时候，你这个环境、你的情况、你发生的事情、你很多事情，你有时候你觉得你跟那个压伤的芦苇，你跟那个江产的灯火，你没有什么很大的不一样。OK，
so basically, Matthew was one of the disciples, and he was very sure that Jesus was who he was. So, but for every single one of us, we have to have the same assurance that the belief in this, that Jesus is the Lord.
Because sometimes 你觉得你就是一个压伤的芦苇，你就是一个江残的灯火。
So because sometimes we feel like we are either a bruised reed or smoldering wick.
就是有的时候你会觉得。 你也知道，上帝说过，他说：“我知道，我向你所怀的意念是赐平安，不是降灾祸。我要祝福你，我要给你一个美好的未来跟盼望。”啊
And it's because God always said that the feeling I have towards you is peaceful and blessed with blessing.
And hope.
And hope.
可是你知道神对你说过这句话，可是有时候你觉得看起来不像啊。
But then if we are doing this, we are not going that direction.
你就觉得啊，刚才事情的结果可能不会那么好啊。
And when we are thinking that the end result may not be as good.
在你的生活中，在你的家，在你的教会，在你的事业。 有的时候你打开报纸，你看到恐怖分子又出现在什么地方，在 Boston 啊，OK， 那你也不知道什么时候在加州会有啊。So
like the, in our everyday life, they may not be so smooth. And then sometimes if you look at a newspaper, there's the terrorists in Boston, and we don't even know when it's going to happen. What is going to happen in California next?
也看到经济不景气，也一直没有好转，不晓得你的退休金跑到哪去，或者你需要的时候会不会有。And
you're looking at the economy, and then you worry about if you're going to have enough when you retire.
或者是你什么时候会失业，或者是已经失业了，yeah.
Or like when you're worried about when you're gonna lose your job, or you're actually in the middle of that.
或者是你的孩子，或者是年轻人呢？年轻人呢，能不能申请到一个好的大学？或者说，就好的大学被录取了，能不能毕业？那毕业了，能不能找到一个好的工作？哇，太多太多的可以担心的事情现在啊。
Or you worry about whether your kids will be able to apply to college or good college, and even when they come out of good college, whether he or she will be able to find a job.
所以有的时候你觉得，哦，有时候信不下去，有点信不下去那个感觉，你的信心太小，甚至已经消失了。So
that's sometimes it's very difficult to believe.
所以你就觉得有一点灰心，可能是因为你已经忘了。 你在教会，我在成人主义学，你所学的很好的神学已经忘掉。And
sometimes you will be disappointed, and maybe you already forget what you have learned in church.
可能是因为你的注意力一直放在问题，放在你的环境，放在你的困难，放在所发生的一些可怕的事情啊，就没有一直把注意力集中在耶稣啊。
Or your issue is too focusing on the environments, the challenges itself, instead of Jesus himself.
Or maybe
you're just being stupid.
You see, But 就是有时候这个其实也很简单，你做因为做一些笨的决定啊，所以你这事情已经不能，已经太晚了，事情不可能改变，很多事情不可能改变，在你的家，在你的工作，在你的人际关系，在很多，你就有的时候你会觉得你会感觉，好像你所站的那个不是地。 那个是水，而且那个水是一直在动啊！你有时候会有这个，一定会有。And
so that maybe that the certain situation that happens when you didn't make a wise decision. So a lot of time you're thinking that the ground you're standing is not solid ground, but it's just water. That you are treading the water all the time.
在那个时候，在那个你只要说一句话，然后主救我。
And at that time, all you have to say is, Lord, save me.
Actually, 连这三个字也不需要说。你说一个字就好。你说主，就像我的孩子说, Daddy!
And actually, all you really have to say is, Lord.
Lord, yeah. 凡求告主的名都必得救。这句话也在圣经里面出现了多少次。 我没有算，教有没有算？I don't know。旧约圣经也很多次，对不对？很多次，凡求告主的名，都必得救。你说主，你就讲这个字，你说主，他绝对，你说主，或者你如果有时间，你说主救我，OK？
Yeah. Or,
只要你说这句话，他不会摇头。 他不会，很抱歉，你的信心太小，只有沉下去，他不会沉沦，他会立刻把他的手伸出来，拉住你上去。
So the basic if you have time, you say, Lord, save me. If you don't, you say, Lord, because in the scripture it says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So he will come out and he will not, he will come out and catch you while you are sinking.
You know, 他不保证你的一生中没有风，没有海浪，他没有保证万事都如你的意思，可是他保证。
So Jesus didn't say that everything in your life will be smooth and without any issues, but he did promise that everything works for the goods of God.
Okay, good, yeah. And 他保证，当你遇到风浪的时候，当你觉得很恐慌、觉得害怕、觉得灰心，他会给你能力。 他会拖住你，他会给你能力，你可以信得过他，你可以信任他。
And so when you're facing the winds, the waves, and all and the difficulty in your life, that he will give you the power, he will give that to overcome the situation, that you just have to have faith in him.
他会给你突然意外的平安。
And he will give you the peace that transcends all understanding.
他会给你满足的喜乐。
And he will give you a joyful heart.
Yeah. 然后你就发现你还是他就拉住你，你还是在上面跟着他，跟随他学习，做他的门徒，而且会保守你。他保证他会保守你，把平安保护你一生一世，在他的手中，一直到永永远远。
And when he can snatch you, that he will guarantee that he will be with you. Protect you, give you peace forever in your life.
所以从你看这段圣经这么短的一点，这个几句话，你就看从耶稣，你看见，你看出来，上帝，你所信的上帝是什么样的上帝？他处理事情是怎么样处理？他的想法、他的做法、他的看法，你就很清楚知道你所信的主是什么样的主。
So even though it is a very short passage, you will know from this passage that. What kind of God that you believe in? You can see how he think, how he work, how he act.
That's good, great. Okay, Paulo 讲一句话, Timothy前书，提摩太后书第一章，保罗说，我知道我信的是谁，你不要紧张，因为我等一下会给你英文，okay. 保罗在他说：“我知道我信的是谁，我也深信他能够保全我所交付他的，直到那日。”记得吗？这句话 ？OK， shall I read it in English？ 你会背吗 ？OK， Paul says, "I know whom I have believed." You know, I know， 我认识他。 You know, I think that is not 我不是说我知道。 I think it's more like 我认识, you know. I know whom I have believed. 我认识他, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. 所以你是有福的，你是有福的，不是因为你的信心很了不起呀，你也是小信的人。你有福，不是因为你的信心很了不起，是因为你信的主很了不起。
And you are very blessed. It's not because you have great faith. It's because the God that you believe in is great.
Yeah.
And that's the good news that God is going to give you today.
Okay,
let's pray.
主耶稣, 感谢你, 来到世界上, 道成肉身, 然后就对你的门徒, 你说看见你, 就是看见了父上帝。 我们知道从你的一举一动，从你的你讲的每一句话，你做的每一个动作，我们就知道我们信的上帝，我们就可以很清楚看见上帝，也知道你跟我们的关系，你对我们的态度，你对我们的想法，你的做法，就可以看见，可以了解，我们就可以放心。你说放心，我们就放心。我们在你手中。 你会保守我们到永永远远。主，感谢你，你是这样的主，奉耶稣的名，阿门。